Good morning. It's Wednesday, May 17th. I'm Beth Golay, and this is Wichita's Early Edition from KMUW News. Auctions for farm equipment and household goods are increasingly going online. Internet sales bring in more buyers and higher bids.
I'll be honest with you, I haven't had a live sale of my own in probably over 3 years. Grandpa wouldn't understand this at all.
But auctions are more than just a marketplace. They're also a rural social event. Coming up, we'll explore the impacts. But first, the news. A national organization of college professors has censured Emporia State University over controversial layoffs. KMUW's Suzanne Perez reports.
The American Association of University Professors says Emporia State violated academic freedom and tenure when it fired dozens of faculty members last fall. At a meeting last week, the AAUP's governing council voted to place Emporia State on its list of censured administrations. Jeanette Naylor Tinknell is the Kansas Conference president of AAUP. She says ESU's placement on the list could hurt recruiting.
This looks bad for incoming faculty members. This looks bad for the faculty members who are there. It's a tarnish on their reputation.
ESU officials have said they adhered to a Board of Regents rule that let colleges bypass regular policies to address financial problems. For KMUW News, I'm Suzanne Perez.
New research is changing how doctors treat infants exposed to opioids during pregnancy. As KMUW's Rose Conlon reports, rates of neonatal opioid withdrawal are on the rise in Kansas.
University of Kansas Medical Center researchers have been testing a new approach for treating those infants that emphasizes parents comforting the infant over drug treatment. The new method was found to be more effective, according to KU's Dr. Krishna Dumala, one of the study's authors.
This approach significantly decreased the total number of hospital days as well as the number of babies that were ever exposed to any opioid therapy postnatally.
Because of that, the University of Kansas Health System has transitioned to the new method. The number of babies born with opioid withdrawal more than doubled in Kansas between 2010 and 2017. For KMUW News, I'm Rose Conlon.
People in Wichita will now be able to shoot off aerial fireworks during the July 4th holiday. The Wichita City Council voted Tuesday to implement the change to the city's fireworks ordinance. Previously, only fireworks with sparks of up to 6 feet high were allowed without a special permit. Tammy Snow is the chief of the Wichita Fire Department. She says the previous ordinance was difficult to enforce.
Wichita is like an island. We're surrounded by communities that adhere to the state statute. And the only thing the state statute says that is prohibited is bottle rockets.
Bottle rockets, sky lanterns, and M80s are still illegal in the city. The City Council also voted to increase fines for selling and shooting illegal fireworks from $250 to $1,000 on a first offense. Wichita's City Council also approved a zoning change Tuesday to a vacant lot that will be turned into a truck stop near 21st and I-135. Nearby community members protested the development. KMUW's Celia Hack has more.
The landowners are also adding a fast food restaurant and a place for overnight recreational vehicle parking. A city board that approved of the zoning change wrote that it matches the city's plan to encourage economic development, especially on vacant lots. Some community members living nearby worry a truck stop will be a blight. Here's Ajane Bennett, who lives east of the proposed development.
I live in a food desert, and they could have put a grocery store there. I can't get a tomato, but you want to encase me in chemicals and emissions and truck noise.
The land is already zoned to allow for a truck stop. The zoning change the council approved would allow RV parking and certain types of signage. For KMUW News, I'm Celia Hack.
Wichita State University says it will add a Bachelor of Arts degree in American Sign Language this fall. WSU says the need for certified interpreters is growing across the state. It hopes the new degree program will help meet that demand. People can use an American Sign Language degree in several fields, including social work, education, and healthcare. More than 100 students currently take American Sign Language classes at WSU. The school is one of two universities in Kansas where students can train to take the Certified Deaf Interpreter exam. We'll be back after this.
Two men of color vanished after last being seen in the same deputy's patrol car.
I knew something was wrong. Your mother knows. It's the strangest case, the most unsettling case.
Listen to the Last Ride podcast, part of the NPR network.
This is Wichita's Early Edition. I'm Beth Golay. Auctions are a live marketplace for knickknacks, land, and everything in between. For rural communities, they're also a social event. But Harvest Public Media's Elizabeth Rembert reports those interactions are increasingly going online.
You can hear the auctioneer even before you make it up the driveway to a Nebraska farmhouse. A farmer is retiring. His tractors, four-wheeler, and skid loader are parked in rows outside a barn, waiting to be sold to the highest bidder. A couple hundred people crowd into a machine shed to browse equipment. Anthony Taney has his eye on a few things, but he's already been outbid on fishing equipment he wanted for his grandkids.
No, there's a guy that got it.
Many people in the crowd know each other and catch up over cups of coffee from the lunch stand. But they're not the only ones looking for a deal. Bidders are logging on from as far away as Montana to make an offer. Online transactions have become a big part of the auction business. The National Auctioneers Association estimates 70% of the industry's $3 billion in sales comes from the web. It's been a growing trend since eBay came onto the scene in 1995, and then the pandemic cemented online sales, says Nancy Kripe, who runs GRS Auctions.
Suddenly, you couldn't have a live auction. You couldn't have people into your place. And so auctioneers had to regroup.
Turns out, it's also just good business. Auctioneers say items go for as much as 50% more online than they do at purely in-person sales.
I think online is never going to go away. It's a stronger component. It brings in a wider audience. It really brings more return to the sellers.
More buyers equals more bids equals a higher price. Roy Montgomery is a third-generation auctioneer who's seen a lot of changes in the business over 40 years. Today, he pretty much only does internet auctions, with buyers bidding online and then picking up their treasures from his shop or opting to have them shipped.
I'll be honest with you, I haven't had a live sale of my own in probably over 3 years. Grandpa wouldn't understand this at all.
Montgomery and his team sort through shelves holding hundreds of antiques and trinkets.
The box is in good shape, right?
It is in very good shape.
They photograph each item and create a listing in the online portal. Montgomery takes a look at who's biting.
That guy is from Nevada, Las Vegas. This guy is from Greensboro, North Carolina.
But for many communities, auctions are more than just a business transaction. In fact, at the farm sale, most people I talked to weren't there to bid on anything specifically. They wanted to check how things sold and see old friends. Jim Schrader, who lives about 15 miles away, says a lot of times, it's not really about what's being sold.
Did you know that auctions, retirement auction is social? See, it's kind of like a retirement party. So a lot of his friends will be here to tell him, you know, say goodbye and stuff.
And sometimes it's the social ties that push buyers online. Auctions can be emotional, and people may want to avoid in-person competition with their friends.
Some of the guys don't want to be here because they don't want to be shown to be bidding against a neighbor. They want to be anonymous.
The days of vying only against your neighbors for a deal are likely gone. Lauren Beachy, president of Bright Star Auctions in Indiana, says almost all their auctions have internet bidders. And as an Amish man who often serves Amish customers, Beachy has even come up with a way to loop in folks who don't use the internet.
We make a print catalog and we keep a very dynamic mailing list of Amish buyers.
Those potential buyers can call into a conference line to verbally bid.
Amish online bidding, if you will.
But bidding via phone or computer will never quite capture an auction's energy, Beachy says.
There's nothing like the excitement of a good brisk auction. I've never been to a rock concert. But I know that, you know, there's an element of electricity there and excitement.
After all, the hep-hep-hos don't translate that well virtually. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Elizabeth Rembert.
Thanks for joining us for Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back again tomorrow. For KMUW News, I'm Beth Golay.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
What if national news was actually covered by the whole nation? The NPR network is over 200 independent newsrooms strong, stretching across all 50 states and Washington, D.C. It unites 300 million Americans in one big community built on one even bigger idea. What you hear changes everything.